Your teenager comes home with a piercing you never approved. Your toddler throws his shoes across the room. Again. Your 8-year-old interrupts every important work call despite countless reminders. In these moments, most parents feel a familiar cocktail of frustration, embarrassment, and helplessness. We ask ourselves, why are they doing this to me? But what if we're asking the wrong question? What if these bewildering behaviors aren't acts of defiance, but desperate attempts at communication, messages written in a language we've never learned to decode? Parental intelligence offers a radically different lens. Every behavior, no matter how maddening, carries meaning, sometimes multiple meanings. This isn't about permissiveness or avoiding discipline. It's about recognizing that punishment without understanding teaches children to fear consequences, not to develop genuine self-awareness. When we react before we understand, we miss the real story unfolding beneath the surface. The child who interrupts isn't necessarily being disrespectful. They might be anxious about your availability. The teenager with the piercing isn't just rebelling. They might be desperately searching for identity or struggling with peer pressure. Shifting from "how do I stop this?" to "what is my child trying to tell me?" transforms parenting from a series of power struggles into opportunities for profound connection. Frequent punishment produces either overly compliant children who never develop authentic moral reasoning or rebellious ones who learn to hide rather than grow. Consider a child breaking curfew. Traditional parenting escalates consequences, losing screen time, grounding, removing privileges. But what if the real issue isn't defiance? Perhaps your teenager struggles with time management, feels peer pressure, or lacks transportation options. Punishment addresses symptoms while ignoring root causes. An 8-year-old who hits siblings usually doesn't lack moral understanding. They lack emotional regulation skills. A teenager who lies might be navigating peer pressure or fear of disappointing you. When we jump to consequences, we miss crucial information and potentially damage the relationship we're protecting. Why do we default to punishment? Often, we're unconsciously repeating childhood patterns, either mimicking what we experienced or overcompensating for past hurts. We also interpret misbehavior personally, reacting from our emotional wounds rather than our child's needs. Modern life's frantic pace compounds this. Juggling responsibilities leaves little time for reflection before reaction. The path toward parental intelligence follows 5 interconnected steps. Stepping back creates mental space between your child's behavior and your reaction. When your 5-year-old melts down in the grocery store, pause to observe what preceded it. Sensory overload, hunger, disappointment. This transforms reaction into response, fear into trust. Self-reflecting examines what triggers your reactions. Perhaps your child's defiance activates memories of conflicts with your own parents, or their academic struggles resurrect your childhood insecurities. A father, realizing his anger at his son's tears stems from being told boys don't cry, can choose differently. This isn't parent blaming, it's freeing yourself from unconscious patterns. Understanding your child's mind recognizes that their thoughts and feelings exist separately from yours. Parents often project their mental states onto children, assuming a child rushing through breakfast is disrespectful when they're simply excited about school. True understanding requires observing facial expressions, body language, and verbal cues without premature conclusions. Understanding your child's development recognizes that developmental age differs from chronological age. A 10-year-old might read at 12th grade level, but struggle with emotional regulation typical of a 7-year-old. Problem solving emerges naturally after mastering previous steps. Rather than imposing solutions, parents collaborate with children to address root causes, building lasting skills. 19-year-old Claudia struggled with constantly fussy newborn Lara, responding with immediate feeding or pacifiers while avoiding eye contact. Through parental intelligence, she learned to pause and observe, discovering Lara calmed to her voice and gentle holding. Self-reflection revealed Claudia's anxiety made her body tense, something Lara sensed and mirrored, echoing patterns from Claudia's own anxious mother. Understanding Lara's developmental needs transformed their relationship. Claudia developed varied responses, singing lullabies, gentle rocking, skin-to-skin contact. By 4 months, she distinguished between Laura's different cries, hunger, tiredness, overstimulation, or connection, allowing appropriate responses that created secure attachment. Carl and Deirdre Wolf faced different challenges with 4-year-old Lee, diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome. His repetitive behaviors and one-sided train conversations confused them. Through parental intelligence, they discovered Lee experienced overwhelming sensory input and found comfort in predictable patterns. They created structured routines, organizing his dresser with picture labels, turning instructions into rhymes, establishing turn-taking games, and creating a quiet corner with weighted blankets and noise-canceling headphones. Parental intelligence can transform deeply entrenched patterns. Ward, an authoritarian father, routinely punished his 17-year-old daughter, Eva, for missing curfew, even when she called with legitimate explanations. His rigid approach, weeks of grounding, removing privileges, taught Eva that honesty brought punishment rather than understanding. Through self-reflection, Ward recognized he was unconsciously repeating his own father's harsh military-style discipline. By understanding Eva's developmental needs for independence, Ward began seeing her socializing as positive steps toward maturity rather than defiance. He vulnerably shared his own experiences and acknowledged her growing maturity. Together, they compromised. Eva would share her location and send quick updates, while Ward would extend her curfew and trust her judgment more. This exchange transformed their relationship from power struggles to genuine connection. Similarly, Ceci discovered her 15-year-old daughter Leslie's increasingly messy room signaled depression rather than rebellion. Through parental intelligence, Ceci recognized Leslie's withdrawal stemmed from her father's emotional abandonment following divorce and heartbreak from her first breakup. When Ceci approached with understanding, simply sitting quietly on Leslie's bed, Leslie finally opened up. Her father's broken promises, fear of burdening her stressed mother, quitting dance after he missed her lead performance. Ceci's compassionate response created safety for Leslie to share fully, allowing them to address the real issue, emotional pain, and need for secure attachment. Parental intelligence reshapes society by teaching children that problems signal opportunities for understanding, that behaviors carry meanings beyond simple good-bad labels. They learn to hold multiple perspectives while maintaining values, crucial in our polarized world. A child who understands why their sibling acts out during stress builds foundations for understanding complex human behavior everywhere. This approach counteracts our era's dogmatism, where certainty trumps nuance. That teenager who analyzed their anger's causes might become a peer mediator. That child who experienced collaborative problem solving naturally gravitates toward consensus building. These aren't just family skills, they're templates for citizenship. The 5 steps create templates for connection. Stepping back develops patience. Self-reflection builds emotional awareness. Understanding minds increases empathy. Recognizing development promotes contextual thinking. Collaborative problem solving teaches negotiation. Children whose behaviors were understood rather than merely managed develop stronger neural pathways for empathy and executive function. Your child's bewildering behavior isn't a problem to solve, it's a message to decode. In a world valuing quick fixes, parental intelligence offers something profound, the patient, difficult, deeply rewarding work of truly knowing another human being. When you choose understanding over punishment, curiosity over control, you're raising a future adult capable of genuine connection. That messy room, missed curfew, grocery store meltdown, they're all invitations. Will you accept?